Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Don Siegley and Sherelle McMillan here from Inside Carolina. And, Rel, the rosters for the McDonald's All-American Games were just released, and Carolina had two names on it. Colby White, the shooting guard from Carolina, and then Nazir Little, the forward from Florida, were the two UNC commits that were selected for that game. Talk to me a little bit about those players and, you know, how big of a deal this is.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal for North Carolina. You know, they haven't, I wouldn't call it a drought, but they haven't had as many McDonald's All-Americans over the past few years as they're accustomed to. So this is the first time they've had two or more in a class since 2014, which is when they had Theo Pinson, Joel Berry, and Justin Jackson. And Nasir, obviously, is the highest rated UNC commit since Justin Jackson. So he's a very good player. He's a very powerful athlete, and he's going to be able to do a lot of things for North Carolina, similar to what Theo Pinson does. But he also has some skills. He's actually a really good shooter. He's going to help them rebounding too. So he's a very versatile player, and I think he'll come in and immediately challenge for a starting role next year. Kobe, again, is a 6'5 guard from Wilson. He's ranked in the top 20, very comparable as far as ranking to what Jaleek Felton was last year. But Kobe, he's just, everyone loves him to death. Roy Williams has said a couple of times that when he committed to UNC, it was one of Roy Williams' best days. He was really thrilled just because of how much of a great player and a great person Kobe is. Right now, he scored more than 3,000 points in his high school career, and he has a chance to pass James on Curry, who at one time was signed to play at UNC as the all-time leading scorer in high school basketball history in the state of North Carolina, which is, you know, pretty impressive considering all the great players who played in the state. So there are two really good impact players who will be heading to Chapel Hill next year. And, you know, everybody will get to see him at the McDonald's game in March.
Thanks for the information, Rel. To get more news on UNC basketball, check out the InsideCarolina.com premium basketball message board.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting.